Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Are you the homeowner?
Yes.
We're over on Reckless Town Way right now, servicing a few homes for little ants, little teeny black ones. Have you guys been noticing any of the same?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, just a few. Nothing major.
Yeah, they were seeing like hordes of them carrying away the house. It's just mainly they're coming in the kitchen a bit, some in the front
right.
by the door.
Yeah.
Where do you guys notice them usually?
The kids in the back by the kitchen, and then right in here they were kind of, my kids left some chips on the floor.
Okay, yeah, kinda yeah.
Came into the front. But my husband just sprayed... Raid to keep them out.
Yeah,
We haven't seen any in the last few days.
So. Luckily, yeah.
Hopefully it lasts.
A lot of times they come up through the siding. Because, I mean, it's safe.
Yeah.
You can't squish them in there, you know.
Right. So then how do they get in if they're through the siding?
Well, the house is made to keep the weather out, but not really bugs. There's all sorts of cracks around the wood.
Right.
All the wood doesn't bump up right next to each other. So they can get in pretty much through anything. And then they'll climb on through the wires, through the pipes, you know. Not in the pipes,
right.
but like on top of the pipes and go out through the house.
Okay.
They make it their way to the kitchen. There's moisture there, you know.
Right.
Sometimes a chip or two.
Okay.
And so what we do is we inject it in the wall to flush them out. We use a product called Phantom, and they can't smell it.
Okay.
Raid is good. I mean,
right.
it kills them immediately.
Right.
But only the ones that you see.
Okay.
Those are like the scout ants.
Right.
The rest of them are inside the nest, whether it be in the wall or in the mulch or in the back.
Okay.
You know. And so when we spray it in there, it's going to knock out any that are there, so they're not going to continually accumulate.
Right, okay.
Because most of the eggs and the queen are going to be back inside, where the raid isn't getting.
Right.
Have you and your husband ever talked about doing something for the...
No, we really try not to spray with the kids and the dog.
Yeah.
But we kind of had a cave yesterday and go for it. I was sort of getting fed up with the ants. But do you have information so I could show him? Because I know he's the one who's really hesitant about it.
With the chemicals.
Chemicals, yeah. He doesn't put any in the grass. We're the only one with clovers all over the place because he's pretty hesitant with the kids.
That's fine. It's the same stuff they use in hospitals and restaurants, because those places have to be bug-free, you know?
Right.
And so they use really, really safe products.
Okay.
It's not like back in the 1920s
right.
when they used, like, the DDT and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Totally, totally different now. And it's made so it doesn't affect humans at all.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But if you want, I can swing back later, and I'll be here until, like, 8:30.
Yeah,
what time do you get home?
Probably, like, 6:30. So,
okay, yeah cool. What's your husband's name?
Brad? Yeah.
Okay, just tell him Lauren stopped by.
Okay.
And I'll try to swing back around
6:30. All right, great.
A little after
all
that.
All right,
so.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, talk to you later.
Bye.